We're talking with Illinois State University football coach Brock Spack. It's media day. We're on the field at Hancock Stadium. And there was another devastating report that came out last week that showed how the longer guys played football, the better chance they had acquiring the brain disease CTE. And it is somewhat skewed because it was just from players who had died and had their brains donated, so everybody wasn't getting tested. Understanding that, this latest one, what does this study say to you?
Well, I just read an article online because that is a sensitive subject, and you have to. I think the rewards outweigh the risks in playing football. And the why I say that is, there was a brain specialist, I guess you'd call her. She put a big article out in the up in Chicago, and her son plays high school football, and why parents should let their kids play football. You know, she mentioned the statistic, like you said, but she kind of turned it around, like, well, we're only looking at those who were obviously affected negatively by football. I don't think you're going to get anybody who plays the sport of football saying, hey, when we play this game, it takes a little bit away from us, you know, in our lives. You know, it's, you know, our lives shortened, maybe, probably. But if you ask, I would say, I don't know how many percentage would be, but a lot of guys would come back and say, hey, it was worth it, and I'd do it again. And I'd be one of those guys, too, who would say, hey, I'd do this all over again, and I'd try to do it better because I love the sport and what it did for me. So, you know, she was pointing out all the things that are positive about football and not necessarily the CTE. You know, there's a lot of other sports that have a higher concussion rate than football. And
boxing probably.
You would assume, but boxing doesn't have as much CTE than maybe you expect. But I would say there's injury rates. You look at say women's gymnastics. The injury rates for catastrophic injuries are way up over what football is.
How much has it changed the way you coach the kids on the field?
You know, from how we handle our preseason now, you know, we don't do two-a-days anymore. We go every other day in pads and no pads.
Is that a direct reflection for the concussion reports that are out?
Well, I think we're finding out that more is not better. And I think, if I'm not a doctor, so I'm a bad person probably to be quoted on this because I'm not an expert, obviously, but I am a football coach. And I've talked to neurologists, and you know, the brain will heal itself. When you get into problems is when a kid or a player isn't diagnosed, and all of a sudden he goes right back out and starts banging around, and he might bang his head again. Well, that's when the real damage happens. You know, a brain injury, for the most part, it can heal. You know, if you let it heal, the concussion can heal. But we're finding out, hey, we got to put this guy on the shelf for a while, let him get his bearings back. And what we do here after that, even after that, we go even longer than what the protocol is. But there's a protocol we all follow, and we must follow when it comes, it's at least a week. And then when after a week, we'll condition them pretty hard for a couple of days just to see if there's any type of reaction. And sometimes the players think that's a punishment for missing practice, and that's not the case. What we're trying to do is we want to physically exert you before we put you in and all of a sudden have contact again. So we're finding out that, you know, and then we're changing techniques. And we're teaching rugby-style tackling. I'm a defensive coach by trade.
Okay.
And where the head's not involved at all, a shoulder tackling. And I've noticed in the last 2 years since we went to that style of tackling ourselves, the helmet-to-helmet contact has been very little, very few big clashes of the head.
Illinois State University football coach Brock Spack talking with GLT's John Norton at Hancock Stadium during Media Day. ISU's opening game this year is Saturday, September 2nd, when they host the Butler Bulldogs.